Broadcasting from 3.4 miles above the surface of the Earth, this is episode 19 of Defenders of the Mirth. Theater of the Mind.
Please keep arms and legs inside the projection chamber until shutdown is complete. You may now exit the chamber.
Whew, I'll never get used to that.
Have a nice day.
Soviet station, bringing news and weird information, trying to stay aloft in the troposphere. Tonight I think about copyright legislation, forced to make one beyond expectations, beaming the brand of mirth to the listener's ears. Defenders of the mirth, they haven't done a thing years. They're too and only can't.
I can't find my earphones. I don't know where. I do declare. I think they are missing, child.
Well, Mama, where'd you put them?
I just don't. They were on this desk.
That desk with the brown wood.
Maybe it's the anti-gravity or something.
Maybe.
May have taken away my fucking. There's no need to swear, child. This is a family orientated show. No, it's not.
When did that happen?
I can't find them. They were on this desk. What the hell is going on? Right, I can't work under these conditions.
Really? Really, though?
No, I'm only joking.
I have earphones right here.
Where are they? I only bought them, like, a couple weeks ago.
I want to say that was your first mistake, but it would probably not make any sense. It's lucky I didn't say that. I'm going to come off as stupid. So, yeah, I've been building... Do you remember we were at dinner with Mark, and he told me about a game called the Kerbal Space Program?
Yes.
Yeah. I made the mistake of downloading that.
That was your first mistake?
Was my first mistake. My second mistake was playing it.
Yeah.
The third mistake was almost a fait accompli at that point, where I had to buy the game and continue to play it. Yes. And my college work is suffering ever so slightly as a result.
So have you been?
It's mainly for other reasons, but it is very addictive and it takes up.
Have you been hoisted by your own petard?
I think so. I have become what I beheld. Another such aphorisms or whatever.
Yeah. In order for you to be hoisted by your own petard, in this case, you would have to have developed and made the game, and therefore be making a good bit of money off it, and therefore not be being hoisted by a petard.
Shit, bitch. I have no idea what's going on right now.
I'm just taking off my shirt, you know? It's a bit hot in here.
I know it is.
It's alright, you're in another module, don't worry.
Oh, that's okay. Do you know what I've been doing in my module? On the console, is playing this game and trying my damnedest. Do you know what has kept me playing it all this time? I'm trying to build a space station. Did you hear Mark telling you the premise?
Isn't that getting a bit recursive, Ben?
I'm thinking if I can simulate our lives, maybe they'll turn out a bit more productive.
You're building a virtual space station in our virtual space station.
Nobody told me this one was virtual, too.
Well, I mean...
All my work is a lie.
It's theater of the mind, Ben.
Who said that?
What?
Theater of the mind? Where'd that come from? Is that Shakespeare?
I have no idea, actually. I just know it. Let's see. Theater of the mind. Where does this come from?
It'll probably be something a little lower brow, like Iron Maiden or something.
If any listeners want to contribute where Theater of the Mind comes from, you can email us at thosecunts@defendersofthemirth.com. That's thosecunts@defendersofthemirth.com.
I forgot we were recording. Which is good.
Yeah, it's good to forget.
Oh man, I was going to ask you also, did you see that thing that Brian made of, you know, an alternative reality defenders?
But oh, you mean the one he sent me and I sent you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that, yeah. Good, wasn't it?
It was very good.
There'll be
a link in the show.
It's almost a shame we live in this universe. That would have been fun.
Well, you know, it's theater of the mind. But, we can live in any universe.
You can?
Yeah.
Is that why we live on a space station? Because every time I wake up, it does seem a little more unlikely every time.
Well, that's...
Every morning.
There's no limits to how unlikely things can be.
I don't know how to argue with that, so I'll just say yes.
So, I'm sure, Ben... Well, first of all, welcome to the Defenders of the Mirth podcast. I'm your host, Intertree Johnny Kelly.
And I'm your co-host, Cosmic Stress Head Ben Smiley.
Excellent, thank you. And I'm sure the question on everybody's lips at the moment, Ben, is... How was that wedding that you went to 7 months ago, last episode?
I went to a wedding, Sam? Oh, cripes.
You know, on our last episode, you were going to a wedding, which was 7 months ago. How was
it? No. Well, I was in a wedding in Scotland, but that was...
No. This was 7 months ago. This was our good old friend Ned.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that went... It was good. We caught up with some old friends. It was just the reception I was at. Although I didn't
know. That's why you don't remember being at a wedding.
Yes.
Because you weren't.
No. that's one of the main reasons.
Yeah. I'm sorry about the sort of the lag on the turning off the hard light drive there. You were stuck out there for 7 months.
Don't worry about it. I did some shit. Learned to drive. Got a flat. Lost my job.
Oh.
But became a student, so I'm just, you know, studying science and stuff. I figured it might come in handy as science officer.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, it'd be useful to have a skill like that. If you've already got the title, you might as well fill it in. Yeah, so extended. It seems like extended bouts of being on the planet make for change.
Well, yeah, it does. It does.
Meanwhile, I too have lost a job.
You didn't lose yours on purpose, though.
I walked out, yeah.
Oh, well, actually, you did. Yeah. That didn't sound right when I said it. I said it nonetheless.
Yeah. I was sick of their sort of, you know, exclusive, almost racist sort of, you know, anti-hard light ways, you know?
When will we be accepted?
I know. I mean, just because we don't need to eat.
Yeah.
Or sleep. Because it's all handled, you know, in the projection chamber.
Yeah, it's quite nice, that.
Yeah. I mean, you might think it's a bit weird to see a man standing facing the corner while he's in shutdown mode, not breathing. But it's all fine because he's just a projection.
Yeah. To this day, nobody knows that's what that scene in Blair Witch Project was all about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all she was doing was, you know, getting some regeneration fluid from the chamber.
Yeah. all of a sudden, everyone screams when they say it.
Who would begrudge anyone that? Everyone needs regeneration fluid from the chamber sometimes.
It's almost as if they don't understand.
Almost. Sick of this racism.
We should act. We should stage something. But I can't be bothered.
Are you saying we should set up a false flag attack?
I don't know. Do you want me to say that? I don't know what you mean.
In the name of our people?
Oh, yes.
Our people being those who are hard light projections from a space station that doesn't exist?
We should totally have a flag for that.
Perhaps Brian will be able to make one.
Perhaps.
With his skill.
He has some skill, that boy.
He does. Mm-hmm. A link in the show notes to Brian's skill.
That's some skill and a link in the show notes.
One of the things that Brian has the skill of doing is taking a photograph of his own poo, which all good artists should.
I just thought I'd give that the silence that I felt at the time it deserved. Yeah. I have no idea how to react to that. Is that up on the internet?
That's up on his you know, portfolio on DeviantArt. Which, I mean, it's fitting.
What? I don't know which part of that to attack first.
No, I really do maintain that it is the most important hallmark of a true artist to be able to, in some way, he chose the medium of photography, but in some way represent your own excrement as part of your art, because all art is basically shit. And you have to acknowledge that you are yourself a bit shit in your art creation, even when you're brilliant. In fact, the most brilliant person will acknowledge the shit.
I once got in trouble in French class in fifth form, I think, so I would have been 16. I was very, I'm going to say disenfranchised, I'm not sure if that's the right
term. You'd lost all of your power over your business?
Not business, but life, I think.
Oh, right.
That's it, yeah.
Well, that's the corporation all of us have.
Yes, it is. It is.
And we're always beholden to the fiduciary responsibilities of our shareholders. It's a terrible pressure.
It is, unless you're a solipsist.
Yeah, if you're a private company, then...
Anyway, yes. In fifth form, in French class, I got in trouble for... I just wasn't listening in class. I got very... So I became very insolent and... wasn't listening, sitting at the back of the class, drafting the front page of a tabloid called the Daily Excrement, and the teacher found me doing that instead of French work and sent me to the headmaster's office, which was nice.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What did you say?
Oh, that's all right. Really, Johnny? It's fine.
I was drawing something. What were you saying?
I'm building a space station.
Oh, yes, yes. Building a space station within a space station. And this is on a game?
This is on a game called the Kerbal Space Program. And I have managed to get things in orbit around the home planet that you start on, Kerbin, it's called. And... I've managed to get something to fly past the moon called Mun. It's called the Mun.
The moon is called Mun.
Actually, what do you call those two dots above the U?
An umlaut?
An umlaut, yes. It's got an umlaut above the U. Does that make it pronounced moon?
Might. That's a good point.
So, moon.
That might be very clever.
Yeah, it might be. The game is very clever to my mind. It's very clever, and they're making money off me anyway, already, and I had only played it for, 10 minutes,
I'm just getting information about it for our listeners. Mm. Okay, so Kerbal Space Program is a multi-genre game where the players create their own space program. In KSP, the shorthand for Kerbal Space Program from now on, you must build a space-worthy craft capable of flying its crew out into space without killing them. At your disposal is a collection of parts which must be assembled to create a functional ship. Each part has its own function and will affect the way the ship flies, or doesn't. So strap yourself in and get ready to try some rocket science. So it literally is rocket science?
It's surprisingly detailed. The orbital mechanics are quite detailed. There's delta V to be taken into consideration.
All the things we don't in our...
Ascending nodes and descending nodes.
All the things we don't take into account in our continuous journey in an impossible orbit.
No, but I'm learning, and it's teaching me more about our own predicament. And
oh, good. This is good. I mean, this is why you're hired.
Yeah. So I thought this might actually be helpful.
So how are we maintaining an impossible orbit?
Well, I don't know yet, because the problem I've been having is I can get things in orbit around the planet, but I can't get them to dock with each other. Oh. It's really difficult to do that.
Well, it's important for, you know, expansion and reproduction.
Yeah. What?
Sorry. Oh,
sorry. Yeah. this is physics, Johnny, not biology. Physics. And we are...
I'm sure eventually we could get creatures that create themselves. Not creatures. Robots.
Carbons.
How do they procreate? Or is that not covered?
It's outside the scope of this game.
Okay.
At this time. It's still an alpha, though.
Mm. So they might get to the sex.
Yeah, there might be a Sims plugin or something. It's in sandbox mode at the minute, which helps, so I can just send up as much shit as I want up into space, and hopefully some of it will dock accidentally or something.
Is that because...
That's what I've been doing so far.
Is that because the sand will make sure that it doesn't hurt too hard?
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense, though. Sounds quite coarse.
I'm backing away from the conversation. You can't hear it, though.
Are you moving your chair back ever so slightly?
Actually, I'm not doing anything. I lied. Like a thief in the night.
Thieves do lie in the night.
I'm going off script here.
There's no script, man.
I know, I'm at them.
There's just a continuation of time until the end of our experience of it.
Mm. See, yeah, I didn't count on you saying something witty.
No, that wasn't witty. That was just very, very depressing.
Yeah. See, if you blur those, if you
cross. Oh no, it's absolutely the case that the most witty things are the things that tap into the most dread that we have in our lives.
Yes.
We just take the piss out of everything that scares us.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of belittles it. Then, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it ultimately wins in the end. We can't stop death, Ben.
But can we, Johnny?
Well, the Kerbals can, because they're not really alive.
That's something, I don't know if you... do you want to get into this?
Yeah, go on.
Something, if we had to, you know, as a non-religious person myself, I...
Shocking, Ben, after our entire episode on Job.
I know. I kind of misled you on that one.
For people who aren't aware, the Job episode is called Acoustic Edition, for some reason.
Acoustic Edition? Oh, yeah, it was a ruse to begin with.
Yeah.
Did we actually know what we were doing in that one?
I'd
halfway through.
I realised that I had a topic.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Yes.
So we came
James
back
made
after,
me laugh, and then I made him laugh.
After all the weird stuff with the topic.
I can't remember what I was talking about, Johnny.
Sorry, you were talking about... I was saying that Kerbals aren't really alive and therefore have cheated death. And
oh, yes, yes, yes.
As an atheist.
As an atheist, as a non-religious person, you...
Oh, not an atheist, then?
Well, yeah, as an atheist, yeah, but an atheist has... atheism has...
Certain
connotations, subjective connotations that each person will interpret to their own.
So you're trying to find...
If I say I'm non-religious,
you're trying to find...
It gives a clearer idea of what I am.
You're trying to find a better, more descriptive denomination of atheist for you?
Well, it's just the word I'm trying to figure out. Atheism is just a lack of belief. Yes. Right. Very... No. Oh, I almost bit there.
almost... just the idea of denominations of atheism would be quite funny to me. The different secular buildings of atheism.
Yeah. It's not actually possible, but it's a hilarious thought.
Most things that aren't actually possible are hilarious to think about.
Yes.
So anyway, go on. So Kerbals don't exist. Sorry, Kerbals exist, but not in a living way, so therefore have cheated death.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that you're... As an atheist, and when I find myself in conversations where sort of like the pros and cons of atheism versus religion in a personal sense come up in conversation, you're sort of eventually asked, so what is the purpose of your life? Or at least it's implied sometimes. And I think that the ultimate goal of humanity would be to find some way of separating mind from matter, you know, making mind a long-lived thing, because it's precious.
But don't you run into the problem of too many minds being allowed to continue to exist?
Have you seen the size of the universe yet, John?
But if you have an infinite mind...
No, I'm not saying expanding the mind at all, but...
No, I'm not saying that. What I mean is an infinite existing mind. So an infinite... See, that's the thing that gets me about afterlife as well, because it's infinite. So in either case...
Afterlife. Oh, yeah.
There's an infinite. And an infinite seems incomprehensible. But then
it is for a very good reason.
But an end also seems terrifying. So,
well, the beginning, does that terrify you?
No.
Not having been born yet at a particular time in the universe, that didn't scare you?
No.
Yeah.
Does it scare you?
Sometimes, yeah, it does. That scares me more than death.
But having not existed before you existed?
Having not existed before, because it leads my mind inexorably to the trying to work out what came before the universe.
Oh, well, that one's scary. I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't care about
before me, because I know that things existed, at least I'm told they did. But who made God or whatever, if there is a God, you know.
Yeah.
Who made the Big Bang?
But the evidence does look like time began at the Big Bang as well. If you know what I mean, time is expanding from that point.
What happened before it?
Well, that's the question that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know.
So yeah.
Just like what happens after death.
It doesn't make sense to it. Even in the case of conjecture, if you suggest that something must have caused the universe, any answer to the question that doesn't make sense inherently doesn't make sense. So it's not really a discussion that can go anywhere.
Hmm. What I'm going to go everywhere.
No.
What I'm going to do right now, Ben, is interject, not one of my own, but I'm going to interject someone else's creation. There'll be a link in the show notes to this, and it's a relevant song to this topic. So I'll put it in right now.
All right, okay.
I'll play it now. But I'll put it in properly later.
Who made this cake here on this table? And can I take a gigantic slice? Because the icing looks great, moist and amazing. Who made this cake? I think it was you. I think you made this cake. But who made you? And what positions did they choose to do? Did it take only one try or a few? Were they hot and heavy when they made you? I think it was your mom and dad. I think your mom and dad made you. But who made your mom and dad? Picture the possibilities. It might drive you mad. I can only imagine the fun that they had. But whoever did it made your mom and dad. I think it was a whole bunch of other people. Whole bunch of other people made your mom and dad. But who made people? Some of them awesome. Some of them evil, who gave us life, but then made that life lethal. I'd sure like to meet whoever made people. I think it was Mother Earth. I think the Earth made people. But who made Earth and all of the planets? Who touched them first? Did they know that their balls would be our universe? What juggler gave birth to our little earth? I think it was the Big Bang. I think the Big Bang made Earth. But who made the Big Bang? And was it loud in their ears as it rang? Did they exclaim, holy crap, or just dang, as the heavens they sang, as they made the Big Bang? I think it was God. I think God made the Big Bang. But who made God? This is the moment our story gets odd. That's an achievement we all should applaud. Must have been clever, whoever made God. Well, I think it was this cake. I think this cake made God. Well, I think it was this cake. And give me a piece of this cake.
And then he sticks his face in it and eats a bit. Twice.
Oh, that was... Who was that?
That was a guy called MC Jelly D.
MC Jelly D, okay.
But he only has 2,045 views on this video, actually.
Maybe it's not the main...
No, I think it is. I think he's not known. Or he wasn't cared about. I like that one. Let's see what else he's made.
That was funny.
Proceed with the countdown.
Oh, right, he made this.
Yeah, feel me. What? It's Chili D, MC Aquar, in a house. True. Life is full of dangers, and I'm full of death.
That's It's a Trap, Jelly D, and MC Akbar. Yeah, he seems to average around 2,000 views.
Well,
there's one where there's one from 8 months ago that has 122,000. So he hasn't broken through in the internet fame just yet, but he's got enough of a following.
Is he on the Twitters?
Yes. In fact, his little video here has a Twitter. Twitter.com/JellyD. Okay, so his real name's Andrew Bancroft, and his Twitter profile says, "Music is my life, and my life is dumb." So, yeah.
Don't hold me to this, Johnny. I'm going to check, but I might be following him on Twitter earlier.
Well, I've just started.
I've heard that name, and I've heard that bio.
You may have read that name and read that bio?
Yeah, but... Yes. And it's more likely, isn't it?
Out of the two.
What was his first name?
Andrew.
What was his second name?
Bancroft. His Twitter handle is Jelly D, which is quite surprising. I would not have expected that to be available.
All right. Oh, this, the Andrew Bancroft I just found. I'm a Christian. I'm a husband and a dad. I'm a big-time geek. I love Jesus. I love my family. I love building software, data centers, and BI solutions.
That guy loves a lot of stuff.
He's full of love.
Well, that's what God is, anyway, isn't it?
Love?
Apparently. So I've heard. Or read.
So, Andrew Bancroft.
Jelly D.
Jelly D. There he is. I am not following him.
Well, you should be. Everybody who listens to this show, which has an audience of less than 50, follow Andrew Bancroft and tell him about us. Tell him he was mentioned in this episode of Defenders of the Mirth, and tell him that you are one of a very small minority of listeners. Small minority of listeners doesn't make sense, though.
I'm tweeting him, Johnny.
All right. So you're giving him a pre-tweet? You're saying, we're about to feature you in an episode of a podcast?
No, I don't think he knows what's going to happen, judging by what I just sent him.
What did you send him?
I said, you are lovely.
Well, he might say, gee, thanks, that's swell. You're lovely too. At least, I think you are. Although I don't really know you, and can't really assess that at this present time.
I haven't looked at my Twitter in a while. What's he going to... Oh, I am called Big Nose.
You don't really have a big nose.
I have an unaccountably Jewish nose.
Unaccountably Jewish? They wouldn't like that.
No. Oh my goodness, as long as I've been stalling, you've got that hasn't occurred to me.
Sorry?
That never occurred to me. But...
Oh, God. Oh, casual racism. Or xenophobia.
No, that wasn't an expression of fear. That was racism, I think. Okay. Well, it was a prejudice of some kind.
Well, yeah, it was based on a stereotype.
Do people have preconceived notions of what racists do in their spare time?
Oh yeah, there's a stereotype for a racist man. Like, that's what the show Community is all about. Well, it's not.
No, it's not really. Yes, I see what you mean.
But there's one, you know, archetype.
Man, that show is great.
It's amazing. I've been watching it. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've been trying to get people in college to watch it, but of course nobody can find it on the internet, so I'd have to bring it in.
Nobody can find it on the internet?
Yeah,
what age are the people you're talking to?
20-ish.
20, and they can't find it on the internet? I am disappointed in your friends.
Well, no, I mean, you know the way things are usually up. Oh, I don't know. They've told me that they can't find it.
Tell them that they are liars, lying liars, and they haven't even looked. Because it's even on fucking iTunes.
I've only asked.
It's on iTunes for sale.
One of them said that. I just realised that people are going to listen to this and they're going to turn around and say, I never said that to you.
Well, that's the problem of living life in public, Ben.
Isn't it? You can't lie.
Well,
it's a good show anymore.
The faith you have in them listening to this show and getting offended at you talking.
No, it's just even the remotest possibility of being exposed.
Well, it's out there. Someone could find it and point your friends to it. But then they wouldn't be able to find it now, would they, Ben?
No. Well, I think maybe
20-year-old friends of yours.
They're trying to find legitimate outlets for it. Did you have any trouble finding it?
It was on iTunes, but I didn't have trouble finding it.
Normally that would put things in the way of you finding it.
People know what I mean.
I fucking hate iTunes.
Why? It's completely redesigned.
Oh, has it been? See, because I hate it, I haven't used it in ages. They fixed it?
No, I think they've made it crap-er than it was. Really? Well, yeah, they've made it hard to find things because they've hidden them to make it look simpler.
I am so confused. What?
Yes, they redesigned iTunes to make it simpler by hiding everything.
It's hard to know whether to admire that.
Do you want to hear something that contradicts our impossible weightlessness?
Are you going to drop something?
No, I'm going to do this.
Is that a jar of money? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. You can shake it. Jar of money and...
Are you telling me I can shake my money store?
Yeah. You shake it, Johnny.
I'll shake my money store. Consider it shook. Or shugan. Or shagan.
I love it when you agitate your glazing receptacles. Presumably current denomination.
You may presume.
What a presumption, do, Ben. It makes a prez out of you and me.
We're presidents now?
Yes. Yes, we are, Johnny.
We'd have to topple Leo Laporte.
Shit.
He's the voted president of the internet.
Is he?
He might be king. Hang on.
No, Stephen Fry's the king.
Oh, right.
I think Stephen Fry's the king. If it was democratic, it's probably Leo Laporte. Makes more sense.
Yeah, you're right. Leo Laporte is the elected president of the internet, whereas Stephen Fry rules with an iron fist.
Is this Wikipedia?
No.
It's just you tap on your keyboard. I shouldn't
either. Oh, no. I did a quick search for whether or not Leo Laporte was president or king, and he was president, but it wasn't... it was Tech Republic, actually, which is possibly fitting. The article says Leo Laporte, president of the internet, names his cabinet. And it's from 2009, so he's been president for a while. I wonder if his term will be up this year, actually, if that's the case.
I don't know. Does the internet work like the United States?
I would assume so. They decided to elect a president, after all.
Oh, yeah, but is the term always 4 years in a presidency?
I'm just basing it on the fact that Leo Laporte's an American citizen. Or so he claims. We should see that birth certificate.
We should.
So, the Pope resigned.
Yes, what the fuck was that about?
Does that happen? It happened 600 odd years ago, but it happened because there were multiple popes vying for the papacy. Is that how you say it?
Papacy?
Whatever.
Papacy, yeah.
The point is, there were multiple popes claiming the popehood. I think Felix the Cat the First has had some involvement in this.
I think he has. Well, I assume so, but I haven't heard from him in a while.
I'm sure he'll be making his way onto the greater stage of the world sometime soon and setting himself up as a potential candidate for the popehood of the world.
Wow. Oh, I can't wait. Do we know anything about his, like, I don't know whether this is an appropriate term, policies?
You mean his decrees from on high?
Yes.
We'd have to talk to him about that. I'm putting a call out here to anti-pope Felix the Cat the First. Come forward. And let us know your beliefs by next episode.
Your anti-holiness.
Well, yes. He's only anti in the sense that he thinks he's the real one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe he was at the real anti-pope, wasn't he?
Yes, I think so.
Let's see. Okay, his last known statement to the world was, "Would the real anti-pope please stand up? That's right, only me, baby." But that was in May 2010. At the moment, he's quite quiet on the scene of potential papalsomeness.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's I think he's just biding his time, Ben. I think he's got a plan.
Oh, we should solely we should have that as a sound effect. What do you call them? Stingers?
Oh yeah, I've got stingers.
Yeah, that's from.
I don't have that stinger.
War of the Worlds.
Oh, yeah.
Paul knows what I mean.
That's yeah, yeah.
He's being very quiet though, isn't he?
Sounds like this.
Yes.
Okay, I'll edit that in.
Excellent. I like it. Sounds exactly like that, Tommy.
That's,
you find that.
It's a lot of hard work and copyright violation.
Good man.
Well, you know, you got to do the work by stealing it.
Should I summon Freddy the Furious Fairy?
Please do. We don't have a jingle Freddy. For him yet because, well, we'll not talk about that.
No, let's not talk about that. That's, yes.
Those involved knows their involvement. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, speaking of the jingle, I like that.
Oh, you know, 7 months later, you tell me you like Freddy?
Yeah, I like Freddy. Well, I never told you I didn't like him.
Yeah, well, you know, we didn't have this forum to talk. You were stuck in a hard light projection chamber for 7 months, getting on with your life, learning to drive in a hard light hologram, while I, stuck on the space station, Muggins here.
I'm sorry, but my hands were...
No, they weren't.
Graphically tied.
There are no ties in the projection chamber. There are strict safety protocols to prevent you from being tied down.
Okay.
You could have aborted that project at any time.
I
think you just preferred being down on Earth for 7 months. You preferred having a real life with actual learning and, you know, experience of things.
Johnny, would you like some shore leave? You seem to have gone a little stir crazy.
I would like that, Ben. I would like that very much.
Okay.
I'm going to shake my money store at you.
Yeah. So have we missed any news in the past 7 months? Is that
I think it's seven. I think it's seven. Let's have a look. Let's check the website. Let's rub the dust off.
It feels longer to be.
Let's rub the dust off the website here.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. No. Yeah, probably.
I'm just rubbing the dust off the website here.
It was winter. It was winter and we were talking to James.
It was in September. It was September 2nd.
Yeah.
So let's see. So if we count, right? So it goes October, November, December. So it's only 5 months. Yeah. I take it all back.
No, take 2 months of it back. No need to go overboard.
Okay. I take 2 months of it back and I apologize for all the over the top things I said because it was 2 months. Less. Fewer. One.
Fewer, yes. Mine fewer. yes, so a couple of interesting things happened that we haven't touched on even before. So I don't think we talked about how the scientific community at large celebrated each of our birthdays.
Go on.
Well, for your birthday, they celebrated by finally discovering the Higgs boson particle.
Oh, are you talking last year? Not in the 5 months since we were last on, because I don't think any of us have had
a... Oh, actually, but we haven't mentioned it.
James had a birthday in that time.
Oh, I say each of our birthdays, just you and I.
So what you're saying is in the one birthday that actually happened in the 5 months we were off air, nothing happened in a scientific sense that can be attributed?
Well, maybe not. I don't know. I did buy James a sonic screwdriver, but I haven't given it to him yet.
I think he already has a sonic screwdriver.
Damn it, James.
But you know what? Two sonic screwdrivers are better than one.
You're right, Johnny.
Yeah.
You're right.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because you can get through all the difficult plot holes twice as quick.
Oh, yeah. Love my plot devices.
MacGuffin.
MacGuffin? Is that what it's called?
I thought it was
called a MacGyver.
No.
Oh, that's when you actually solve a problem.
Actually, a MacGyver is whenever you solve a problem with massively complicated means rather than one simple thing.
Like a sonic screwdriver?
Yeah. Well, suppose a sonic screwdriver is massively complicated in its internals.
Yeah.
But we never see that. It's a conspiracy.
We need James, Johnny. We need James.
I don't think we do, Ben. I think life can go on without James.
Right, just throwing down a gauntlet, very cheeky, and assuming that he's never going to listen to this.
Oh, I'm assuming you listen to this. James, I call you out.
And Johnny was never seen again.
I'm laying the smackdown on that bitch.
Yeah.
Talent. Talent shows up, James.
It does. I'm feeling very stern about that.
Oh, God. I feel so regretful, Ben.
Johnny, we're going too far.
I've gone too far.
Without his stabilizing influence, what have we become?
Stabilizing?
No, that's not the right word.
No, no.
Sanitizing?
No. I think it's kinetic.
Okay. I'll go with kinetic.
Yep.
Yes. For your birthday, we discovered the Higgs boson, and for my birthday, we landed a rover in a very, very extravagant way on Mars.
Oh, yes. Link in the show notes to the video of that. They bloody awesome. Yeah, they landed a thing the size of a mini, which I think got too much play on the whole, you know, they kept talking about it being the size of a mini. Like they had some sort of cross-promotion deal going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's not the part that's exciting, though. So I shouldn't really nitpick.
No, do we want to... It'd be spoiler to talk about it, even though this is a podcast where we're supposed to talk about things. Watch the video, people.
I'll play a little sample of it, but not all of it, because I've already played a whole video, and that would just be filling time. But you can hear the beginning of it, and then...
We're not for that.
Well, no.
No, we're not. That sounded like I was saying we were. We're not.
No, we're not for filling time at all. So, that's the end of our show.
None. Anyway, play the video.
No, I'm not doing that now.
Oh, you're not?
I'm putting it in the edit.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I see what we're doing.
But yeah, so that's the end of this episode of Defenders of the Mirth.
Okay, great. It's 46 minutes of rambling. Plus...
A bit less, because there wasn't as much recording.
Oh, right, okay. Do you need my audio file? Wait a minute. I'll wait until we've closed the program, and then I'll...
Ben, I didn't know you were an audiophile.
I keep things close to my chest. Mm-hmm. I do.
Oh, no, you said you want my audio file, not you were an audiophile, so do you have an audiophile friend?
I do. She's a tasty little number. Oh. She's related to the ISO from Tron Legacy.
Oh, yeah. So the pre-packaged disc of a human?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. ISO, I ask you. That's right! I call you out! Above average J. Jim stories! Where are you when we need you? Talent? What talent? You have no talent! There's more talent in my little finger than there ever was in your entire existence!
When people look at it, it looks crazy. That's a very natural thing. Sometimes when we look at it, it looks crazy. It is the result of reasoned engineering thought, but it still looks crazy. From the top of the atmosphere, down to the surface, it takes us 7 minutes. It takes 14 minutes or so for the signal from the spacecraft to make it to Earth. That's how far Mars is away from us. So when we first get word that we've touched the top of the atmosphere, the vehicle has been alive or dead on the surface for at least 7 minutes.
Link in the show notes.